Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life's Laughter Happiness. Today, I have my co-host Barb here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody.
And, as usual, the one who brings the magic, Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
I sure am.
Now,
aloha.
I am here. Aloha. And we're going to do some readings today. Johnny, why don't you give out our phone number to start off with?
Sure. The number is 516-531-9874. That's the that's the number to call in if anybody's listening. And we have a person waiting. Do you want me to put this person through, or?
Yeah, you can put them through now if you'd like.
Okay. All right, area code 216, you're on the air.
Hello. Caller.
Hi.
Your turn with Psychic Gail Shear.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name's Sharon. I called probably, I'd say maybe it was like 4 or 5 months ago. I haven't called in a while.
Okay. And,
but Dale was very accurate. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go on.
Thank you. Where are you located, Sharon?
Ohio.
Okay. How can I help you now?
Well, thank you. I have this coming up Tuesday. I have like it's a review. I have it with my big boss and then the team lead. I'm not worried about my big boss, but my team lead, she can be kind of dishonest sometimes. You know how work is. But do you feel it's going good with me? It's like a review. She's going to go over my goals. She's going to make goals for me, the big boss. I love my job.
As long as you agree with every single thing she says, you're in like Flint.
Thank you for
– I mean
– yeah. Okay, go on.
I mean, you know, it's sad, but that's what you got to do. And,
okay, just go along.
Then,
okay.
Yeah, just go along with her, and because she needs to know that she's the boss. And if you show more power than her, then that's not good.
You're talking about the lead. You're not talking about the big boss, are you? The big boss is pretty laid back. She knows she's the boss, so she doesn't have to try and power struggle people. You know what I mean? Are you talking about
The lead, the power.
Yeah, I know. Her initial J. Yeah.
She's definitely has to be number one, always number one, and that you will follow her to the ends of the earth. That not being the case, as long as you do that, then she doesn't have a problem with you whatsoever.
She loves attention. You know, some people, like when people give me too much attention at work, I feel, what do they want? She craves on it. That's what keeps her going. We're just different. But she is
Where are you from?
Ohio.
Ohio. That's why Becky's. I had that problem in Hawaii.
Interesting.
I lived in Hawaii for quite a number of years. And, you know, being a psychic there and doing radio and doing television and everything, the locals would bring me gifts, and I'm going, what do they want?
Isn't that awful? It would freak me out,
but that was their way of doing things, whether it be a pineapple, whether it be a cake, whether it be fruit. It was, gee, thank you, much appreciated, you know?
Yeah, I'm like a dog. Do I have to sniff people out first? I'm just like that. But I guess the bottom line is that J woman, I know she's happy with me. She would never admit it because she's got such a big ego, but she does know I'm doing my job, doesn't she? I know the big boss knows that, but the lead.
I want you to understand one thing you're not counting on.
What's
the
that?
Whole world is looking for employment right now. Everybody.
You're right.
I mean, it's not looking. I mean, needs employment right now. She's also very scared you might leave, you know, because people are like, I don't need this job. I don't want to work anymore. I was getting unemployment. I mean, there are jobs galore. Everywhere I go, there are jobs galore.
Wow. I love what I do, though. Yeah, but she basically knows I'm doing my job, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. What type of work do you do?
I work at a bank. I work in private banking. I work at home right now. We're going back in the office in August.
Oh, isn't that a bummer?
Only 2 days a week, though. Yeah.
Oh,
but,
that's okay.
That's about, yeah, you're right. But the bottom line is she's happy with me. I just never know what to how to take her. If she's going to, like, go off the deep end or if she's just unpredictable. How's that?
I understand that, but as I said, if you follow her lead,
mm-hmm.
you'll be
you got
okay?
it.
Okay? All right,
perfect.
Let us know what
know.
Happens.
Thank you.
Actually,
that was great
I
advice.
I want to say something. You said when she called you five months ago that she was very accurate, that Dale was very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm
just saying,
yeah.
I was just suggesting, you know, maybe you would like a consultation from her if you would be interested.
Oh, well, thank you.
Whenever you're wrong. No, Johnny, don't push it. It's whenever she wants.
Okay,
in the area code is 808-372-1816. Even though it's a Hawaii number, I'm in Nevada.
I was just going to say, what is 808? It's Hawaii. Okay. Well, thank you for
that's
that
Hawaii.
Information very much.
Yeah, I've had that number forever in Hawaii. Because I go up and back, and I'm just waiting for a good time to pop in there. Is Richard on, by the way, Johnny?
He most certainly is. Let me put him on.
That would be good.
Yeah, aloha.
Aloha, Richard.
We're talking about Hawaii and, you know, how much we want to jump back in there and just go for a spin and watch the waves and all that stuff. So, And Barbara, you might want to know, I'm noticing that some apartments and stuff are starting to open up. They said the housing market is starting to dive down a little bit. So that should be very interesting. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That is. Things change.
Yeah.
Things are changing with getting back to normal. Is that why?
Maybe.
We don't know why. We don't know why. It's just things can only go up for so long before they burst. I think people are tired of paying these outrageous amounts for houses. And do you know, I heard here in Nevada, in Reno, Reno is the new hot spot in the United States, and everybody's flocking here. I heard in Reno, one lady bid on something, and she went $20,000 over the market value, and somebody went $60,000, somebody went $80,000. That's insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is. Okay. How do some people compete with that?
You can't.
Now,
you
I
end
have
up
a question.
At your...
Did the caller get her question answered?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, thank you so much, caller. I don't know if she's still on, but I recognize her voice, and I remember her saying that you were right on as you were giving her last reading. And I just want to say that I think this is amazing. This is why we're doing it, because these psychic readings by Dale Scheer help people. It helps.
Yes, it does.
It helps them make decisions. Yeah. Get some confidence, too. What was that, Dale?
Yeah. I try to help as many people as I can. And we can tell this young lady, in a few weeks, we're going to be going up. It's called Blue Jeans. Barbie, you tell them all about Blue Jeans.
Yes, it is. It's just like Zoom, basically. Everybody knows Zoom. But we seem to get better connection with Blue Jeans. It's just another platform where you will be able to see us. So you'll be able to see what we look like. And it'll be fun. Dale, me, and Richard, too. And Johnny, if he'll put his head up. Last time he cut his head off.
Yes. I know.
Yeah,
and we just thought
wait.
We'd do that every Friday.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what I look like. That means I got to put makeup up on and all that stuff, and I can
see
you
trying.
Oh, please!
I'll have to shave.
You had a beautiful background. You had it all set up.
Yeah, I got that. That's still there. So, Richie was trying to figure out how to go on blue jeans, and I told him how.
Yeah,
okay,
it's just
good.
We're just
going to hand out the link. Yeah, just a link. You click on it, and boom, there you are. That people might want to try about 10 minutes prior to make sure it's working smoothly.
That's true.
Yeah,
and we're going to give out a phone number so that people can call in. And so are you ready for the next caller, Dale?
I sure am.
Okay. Area code 773, you're on the air.
Hello, hello.
Hi, caller. Hi. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Joellen. I'm calling from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Wow. We're getting them from all over. I'm loving that. And keep it tuned because we are going to go live like on Zoom, but it's called Blue Jeans because Johnny gets more help on Blue Jeans and people can see us and we'll get as many people as we can on. So it'll be a lot of fun in the near future. Hello?
So.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. How can I, what was your name again?
Oh,
did I say the area code is 773?
Yeah, but what is your name?
Hey, I lived in Chicago for 25 years.
Yeah, but what is your name?
That's why it's the 773. Joellen.
I'm sorry? Sue Ellen?
Joellen.
Oh, Joellen, what a good name. How can I help you, Joe?
Well, you know, I was going to ask about my career.
Okay. What
See
do
if
you
want
to know?
Any, you know, I'm a teacher right now, and I'm wondering, I teach graphic design, so I'm wondering if that is going to be I think it's going to be a good year to make changes to be a freelance designer, and I'm hoping that's going to be more profitable than teaching.
Okay, are you talking freelance? First of all, explain to me what a graphic designer is, because I don't quite know.
A person that does digital art, layout, advertising, things like that.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. With the factor of the COVID virus and what's going on, and we need another over a year and a half for things to go back to exactly normal, providing we don't get another surge. I don't think timing is right to go out on your own right now. There's too many vacancies for jobs. Too many people need work. People rather stay home and watch movies, and a lot of people don't want to work. So as far as I'm concerned, no, this is not the time for you to do it and make money. But in the near future, say within a year, yes, it's okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning on doing is teaching another year.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. I don't see any problem, but you should check with us before you go out and venture outward on that, because timing is not right.
All right.
Is there anything else you need to know?
Sure. Tell me something about my love life.
Yeah.
Who's the guy you care about right now?
My dog. I love him.
Oh.
You sound like me. I love my dog. My dog, his name is Lucky. What is your dog's name?
Marco.
Marco. How old is Marco?
About 3.5, 4 years, something, you know, around then.
I'm dealing with a puppy that is 10 months, and he is 90 pounds.
Oh my, so, that's not a puppy.
he gets what he wants.
Yeah, I bet.
He's so funny though. We're working on training him, and he is one of the loves of my life.
Oh. Well, so do I have a real human being coming my way?
Only if Marco likes him.
Marco likes everybody.
Oh, okay. I have the opposite with my dog. He doesn't. He likes you if you go through a drive-in. My husband takes him through, let's say, Wendy's or McDonald's or Arby's, and you give him food. Oh, then he really likes you, you know, that you give him food. But, you know, so, no, you have a gentleman coming in, but I don't see it right away, but I do see through a friend that you will meet somebody right around your age, really sweet, really kind, really nice, good person. You don't know him yet. He has graying of hair. He has an R in his name, and he's really sweet and kind. And, yes, you do have definitely somebody coming in.
Well, that's good news.
You know, no. But, and he will get along with your dog just great.
Well, that's good. All right. Well, you.
What kind of dog is that? I want to know. Perfect. I want to know what kind of dog gets along with everybody. I do. I want to know. I'm curious.
He's a little mutt. He's got a little bit of Labrador and a little bit of Australian cattle dog in him.
Oh, I love
that. Oh, that's
that.
A mixture. Mine's a German Shepherd. So he doesn't like. My dog sleeps in the middle of the living room type thing. He watches both doors, one I'm in and wherever my husband's at or I'm at. He watches so that no intruders come into the house.
That's good.
Yeah, no.
They're very smart. Does he bark? I'm telling you, smart isn't the word. There's got to be another word for my dog, but he passes the word smart. I mean,
what about barking? Does he bark?
No. We got a collar. It's not, what do you call it? It's just a vibrating collar with weird noise. It works.
I've heard of those.
It works. It is.
Yeah, they just don't want it to be vibrated. Wow, that's cool.
No,
that's better than shocking them.
No, it doesn't shock him, but he doesn't like the noise it makes. So he, instead of barking, he'll go,
oh. Oh, that's so cute. Because I'm dog sitting right now, and every single time a person, the neighbor, passes by, walks down the stairs from upstairs, it barks at the person. And I say, no barking, no barking. And I didn't know what to do. And so now the management says that I never can watch this dog again.
Who said that?
The management here. I was doing this for Shauna Sand, and I love this bull. It's a smaller pit bull with a smaller head. It's so cute, and it's loving, but you know, be careful. Don't put your face in its face, or you know, if you're a stranger, don't try to touch it, and you'll be fine. But it's barks every time. I feel very protected, but I don't want to be also kicked out.
There is a way around that, but you don't own the dog. But the way I've gotten around it is you make your dog a security dog, and nobody can throw you out with the dog.
Oh, okay. Because it is one, but it's not my dog. But you're right. So
well,
if I get a security guard, I'll be fine.
All I have to do is tell the manager it's a security dog and you haven't been feeling well. And voila. You know?
Yes. And then you don't have to pay dog rent, too. But the nice manager guy told me that. Just get
that is
it.
Correct.
Get a security dog and you do not have to pay the $50 extra a month.
Yeah, people say that, but if you really want the place, they'll skip on you and go to the next person. So if you have
Thank
to
you.
pay it.
No.
You know, okay.
Did the caller get her reading okay?
She just said thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You all have a great
thank
night.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I always
thank you for calling.
Talking and I forget about
them. Well, that's okay. They, can
right.
they still are listening. Anyway, they still probably are listening to the show.
Oh, yeah, they're listening to the show. So we're okay.
Okay.
Did you want to give the number out again, Johnny? Well, no,
yes,
I'm not ready.
516-531-9874.
Wait, Richard, don't repeat over him. Let Johnny do it. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know I was still on.
516-531-9874.
Barbara, you do it. It's not coming through.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Let's see. It is 516-531-9874. So, listeners, call in right now and have your question ready for Psychic Dale Scheer. She's doing, you're totally on point today. Help them.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Are you ready
okay.
for the next one?
Yes.
Area code 347, you're on the air.
Hey, caller, what's your name and where are you from?
And I'm from New York.
What part of New York?
Your name.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. I shouldn't know. You sound more Bronx. I grew up in Jersey. What was your name again?
My name is Anne.
Wait. Richard talked over you. Spell your name.
It's A-N-N-E.
Anne, okay. Got it. How's things in Brooklyn?
It's rainy right now. The sun coming out and it's go back in.
Oh, wow. And I miss all that great food. Brooklyn has, Brooklyn has come up. It used to be really down there, but now it's kind of avant-garde. It's kind of nice, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My friend just lived there.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, Brooklyn's nice.
Florida.
Not like...
Oh, yeah, it's the new place. Brooklyn is the new place. If you're not right inside the city, that's where everybody is going. She loves it, and it's gorgeous. I Google Earthed her address. What a cute little neighborhood there, and she's so close to the subway. It's really nice. I want to know, like, they built a new structure where you walk up, you wind up really high. Have you done that, caller? Okay.
No.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I wasn't sure if you was talking to me or someone else.
Okay, we're always talking to you. Okay, how can I help you?
Well, I'm supposed to move into my place this month, but they keep delaying, and I just wanted to know, like, when do you see me inside my place to move in?
Okay, what is your place? Is it a house? Is it an apartment? What is it?
It's an apartment.
Okay, did they say why they're delaying?
They're saying that they're fixing the apartment up, but it's been since May 6th, and it's all the way until now, so I don't know.
Did you give them a deposit?
They didn't ask for it yet.
Well, then it's not yours. I would look somewhere else. I think you're being... they're lying to you for whatever reason. They're just lying to you. But my question to you is this. I know here in Nevada and all over, it's very hard to find a place to live. What about in Brooklyn?
Yeah. They said that they had my name under the apartment already. Like, I went there and spoke to the people. And I was halfway filling out the place, but they was just saying that it wasn't finished being done.
Well, what do they need to finish?
They saying that they was touching it up.
Well, you can't be doing all that from May to now.
Yeah.
You know, so something's not right. Who owns the building?
I'm not sure, but I went to speak to the owner guy, like the boss guy, yesterday. He was telling me he's going to look into it and stuff, so.
Okay. Well, I would give him a week or so, and then I would be on his tail. I would, you know, do New York style. Just, you know, don't take no for an answer and just keep going for it and going for it. That's the best way to do it. I mean, you should get in there. I mean, they are having, look, they had problems with COVID because people couldn't get into apartments, and now they're in and there is not enough workers, so nobody wants to work. So it's one of those.
Mm. So
keep
I have to
that
just keep popping up and showing up there and letting them know that, because I told them that I want the apartment. So,
well, they should be giving it to you, but what I don't understand is why they haven't taken a deposit.
Yeah. They were supposed to do all of that, but I was in a rush for work, so I couldn't fill out all the papers yet because I had to leave, like quickly, because I was already in a rush for work. But the day that I went there, I didn't know that I was supposed to have the apartment, but they told me that I was scheduled to see an apartment because I already had signed up 3 years ago.
That long. Well, you're going to have to ask him for the paperwork and fill it out.
Yeah.
I mean, next time you go over there, ask him for the paperwork.
Okay.
That's the best way to handle it because you're not doing it right. I would have forego your job and just filled out your paperwork because of the fact that there are no apartments. So just go ahead and do that. And if it don't work out in the next few weeks, then you best start looking around.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
But you will find something. Not too much.
Huh?
Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
I think that Dale is trying to let you know to be proactive. You know, beyond them. It's your life. It's where you want to live. You need to know. And that's not something odd to ask.
And you need to fill out that paperwork. If you don't fill out the paperwork and they don't run your credit, you have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Your name may be on a list, but that's where it goes.
So,
is it for low income housing? Hello.
I'm here.
You know where she is.
She was done, so I disconnected her. But
I heard a toilet flush earlier, and it wasn't me. It wasn't you?
No.
Richard?
But I heard the toilet, too.
Richard? Was that you?
Not me.
It wasn't?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
I heard a toilet flush, and so did Johnny. And
yeah.
It wasn't Richard, it wasn't Johnny, it wasn't me.
No, not me.
process
okay.
of elimination.
Where are we now? You want to give the number out, Johnny?
Yes, the number is 516-531-9874 is the number.
And that's for your free reading, okay?
Right.
So, where
okay.
are we at now? What's going
well,
on?
Well, we have another caller. It's area code 310.
Oh, hey, caller. You're from my area.
That's
LA.
Right. That's
hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay,
you're
what's
welcome.
Your
what's your name?
My name is Mindy.
And what area are you living in LA?
You know where Cedars-Sinai is?
Yes, I do.
That area, it's by West Hollywood, I suppose. It's in the middle.
Yeah, I know where that area is. I do. I used to go to there's a couple of good restaurants around there. I go by restaurants.
That's funny.
No, it's just like if I know where a good restaurant is, that's it. I'm there. Have you ever heard of Tommy's Burgers?
Tommy's Burgers?
Yes.
Isn't that like
yeah.
a chain?
Wait, what did you say?
It's like a chain, or is it more than one?
Well, they have plenty of them, but Tommy's Burgers has the best chili in the whole world. They have about four inches of chili on a hamburger with no beans. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
Okay.
Anyway, do you have one in Huntington Beach?
I don't know. I haven't seen them around. And I've seen Tommy's in L.A., but I never did try it. But now that I know, I will. I'm going up there right now. Maybe I'll try it tomorrow. I'm spending the night.
Well, you better send me some.
Okay.
I'll tell you something. My husband had to go to L.A., and I said, I don't care what you do, but bring me back Tommy's. And he did. It was
cute.
One of my favorite things to eat. Okay, how can I help you, sweetie?
My question has to do with I'm waiting on news that has to do for my business.
You're waiting
and
on what?
News, and N-E-W-S.
Uh-huh.
So,
but people are being extremely secretive today. News. What kind of news?
I guess it's for, I would say an investor.
Oh, I see.
Will it be yes or no? Investor for my company.
Okay.
I should have said it that way.
That
Sorry.
I would have to know more about. I mean, that's not something that is a yes or no question. That would be something I would have to go in depth and find out if you were being used or if it was really going to happen. What type of business do you have?
It's an e-commerce business.
Okay.
But, you know, I really probably don't want to discuss it on the radio.
No, it wouldn't be on the radio. It wouldn't be on the radio. That would be a private thing.
Okay.
I'll give you my number, but that would be private.
Alrighty.
There is a charge for that. It's 808
okay.
372-1816. That's if you want to pay for that. But, I mean, as far as
investors,
you will get somewhat of an investor. I just don't know when.
Alrighty then. Thank you so much for your time.
It's going to happen, but I'm not so sure it's this particular person. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so very much.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for calling.
Boy, everybody is like, have you done this? Everybody's kind of.
It's your career.
Yeah.
It's about business mostly.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah.
Mostly about business, not so much about love today.
That's okay. I'll take whatever I can get. You know, that's a good
thing. I think it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what's going on, Johnny? Do you want to give out the number?
The number is 516-531-9874. And,
put them on.
Our next caller is area code 941. You were on the air.
Hello, caller.
Okay.
What's your name?
Hello. This is Catherine. And I'm going to break the whole career cycle right now and ask you a question.
Okay. Where are you from now, Fert? Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Okay. What part of Florida?
The southwest coast near Fort Myers.
I've never been there. I've been to Fort Lauderdale and Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to Fort Myers. I don't know how far that is. I've been to Key Largo, up the coast that way. But,
yeah, I'm about two-thirds of the way down the state on the Gulf Coast.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now I got a fix in my head about where you are.
Okay.
Okay, and so you want to know about a guy if you're going to end up with him.
I want to know about a specific guy, though, and that is, should I just not say it and let you tell me, or should I ask?
Yeah, he's very nice, sweet. He's very kind. I don't see you seeing him all that much. I mean, it seems like you should be seeing him more. Are you aware of that?
Yes, because I'm not actually seeing anyone.
Okay, because I didn't see you see him yet. Are you doing this through the internet?
No.
So
well,
how did you meet him?
Somebody got back in touch with me over an email, and we did email back and forth a couple of times a couple of weeks ago. He came out of nowhere from a couple of years ago. This was my first love from 30 years ago, but we lost touch a couple of years ago.
Wow.
And so he wanted to have a conversation about what had happened a couple of years ago, and I gave him I told him, okay, face-to-face, you come to me. And he said he would. However, I haven't heard anything, so I want to know if you could fill in a gap or two or tell me what in the world is going on with this man.
Okay. All right. Give me just as close to me. Can you say his first name?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't understand you. Yes, his first name is Peter.
Okay. When you say it was the love of your life for 30 years, but how long ago did you see him?
No. It was my first love from 30 years ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when was the last time you saw him?
The last time I physically saw him was probably 4 or 5 years ago, maybe.
Okay. Tell me how it ended at that point.
I had gone to lay flowers on his parents' grave, so we just saw each other for a short period of time. So it was just an amicable, you know, hello, how are you, you know, hug, and
so
that was it.
At this point, you're more like friends.
Correct.
All right. I don't see it going beyond friendship. Not now. I see that there is another woman in his life that he longs for or would like to be with, but he's not telling you as such. I see that, yes, it could be very good friendship, but there is no marriage. I mean, I'm telling you like it is.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd make a good friend. You have other men you're going to meet in the near future. And one has an S in the name and one has a T in the name. I don't think you know him yet. And introduced to you somehow, some way, by friends, but a good person. This guy is come he, come saw. You come see him and then you come saw him. It's not a reality thing. And so if you have to explain to him what happened 3 years ago, that's pretty sad because you were just at a grave for me, you know, so nothing happened. It just nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to see him again? It's a possibility. I'd say maybe a 75% chance. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
I am.
Okay, what do you have to say about that?
It's hard to hear because there will always be a longing for this person. To hear what you just said doesn't surprise me.
Okay. Yes, there will always be a longing, but it's not a real longing. It's something that's more made up in your mind. It's something that once was, but is no longer. Things change. So if you could find a way to just let go, I would do that and just be friends. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, man.
I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but at the same token, I'm wanting you to understand that this is not ending up such a marriage. And I don't want to see you waste a lot of years having this happen. Okay?
Okay, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. I hope that wasn't too disappointing for her. Well, I hope that wasn't too disappointing for her.
I understand what you're saying, but look, sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. To think it was the love of your life 30 years ago, and I could say that of one or two people I've known all my life, but I don't dwell on it by any means. And if I were to see them, it wouldn't spurk up any desire or want in me, you know. So you just don't know what will happen in that 30-year span is all I'm saying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Barbara,
are you
talk
ready?
To me.
No, I want to talk to Barbara.
Okay.
Yes. I wouldn't be too disappointed if I was her, but she's still listening because I went back with two of my exes from years ago. Years ago, one 8 years and one was 13 years where I didn't talk to them. I tried them both again. And it just wasn't as love feeling that I used to have. And it didn't work out. So there was a reason why it didn't before. But then again, people do remarry their exes and then it does work out. But usually not.
That's true. What you're saying is 100% true, because what it is, Barb, is just something you needed to find out. You needed to know, was it really over? Or did I screw up or did I make a mistake? Or you know, did he make a mistake? And so by facing that, sometimes we have to deal with that, you know, face-to-face with the person and then somehow you find out, no, this wasn't for me. Like, I can honestly say
you're absolutely right. I'm glad it happened, so I do know.
Right, right, you know. Like, I have loved before. I've written it in my book, and now, you know, they'll email me. I feel nothing, you know, nothing. It's just like, where was my head then?
I know.
You
were in a
different
place for sure. I was in a different place thinking, okay, well, this must be God sending this person because, I don't know, I mean, it's so weird. It is so weird that they have come back to me. It must be the way it's supposed to be. But no, and my instinct was kind of like, no, but I did try. No harm done.
Well, you know, you learn.
No harm done at all.
Yeah, you learn.
I learned something,
from
and
it.
Then also I have no regret. I have no regrets because before I thought just what you said, Dale. Just what you said that maybe I did something wrong. Maybe it was my fault. Now I'm realizing no, we're just not meant to be together. Our personalities don't work together.
You kind of know. You know. You know when you know when you know if you're meant to be with somebody. So it's just like. Just kind of leave it at that, and it's cool. I mean, people that pine over people for years and years and years and years and years and years and don't get a response back, I don't understand, you know, but we'll move on. It's okay. Okay, Johnny,
I agree.
Do you have something else?
All right, the next caller is area code 551. You were on the air.
Hi, caller.
Hi.
What's your name and where are you from? Hi.
Hi, Rachel. I did. Calling from Georgia.
I was wondering where 551 was. I never heard that area code. I used to be a telephone operator many moons ago, and I had to memorize all the area codes in the United States. And I did. And then after I became a telephone, after I was over, I just, like, forgot about it. Then they changed all the area codes. Very, very weird.
Or added some, too.
Mm-hmm.
Added a lot as well.
Like, Nevada was always 702, but because we're in the basically Lake Tahoe, Gardnerville, Minden, Reno, they made it 775. And they made Vegas 702. Kind of weird. But anyway,
yeah.
How can I help?
I just wanted to know about just travel and move. Where do you see the next move?
Oh, wait, you're not talking into the phone, sweetie. I'm having a hard time.
I'm just saying about travel and move. Just where do you see the next location?
Are you talking about vacation?
As far as living.
I Barbara, can you understand what she's saying? Because I'm not getting it.
No,
I
couldn't even understand her when you did. So I think I have a worse connection.
I'm saying, where do you see the next state being?
The next what?
State.
State.
Spell it.
S-C-H-E.
S-C-H what?
State. S-T-A-T-E.
State.
I don't know. I don't get it. All right. Why don't you call back? Because the connection's bad or something's bad. I'm just not understanding you at all to give you an answer.
Can you hear me? Because I think you're saying the state and you can't. Somebody else is hearing me because they're saying it.
I can hear you, but you have a very heavy accent. So I'm trying to make a little bit of sense out of it. And so... try a different word. You want to know?
Okay.
Try a different word.
What about relocation?
There we go. I got relocation. Now that makes a lot more sense. And you're living, what, in Atlanta? Where are you living?
In Georgia.
Georgia. Okay. Do you want to go to a different state?
Yes.
Toward the East Coast or toward the South?
I'm open.
I see you looking around and looking and then deciding for sure where you want to go. I can't pick a location because you don't have any in mind. But wherever you pick, I feel like you're going to explore it and it's going to be fine and it's going to happen, I'd say, within the next 6 months.
Okay.
Right.
That's the best I can tell you. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Barbara, we're having a bit of... I'm having problems understanding people today. I don't know why.
But just that one, it seems like.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand her either. We're sorry about that caller.
I think it's more the accent.
It's being muffled. Muffled and the accent.
Did you want to take maybe one more caller, maybe?
Well, yeah, Johnny, but you don't have to rush. I was talking about...
Sorry.
Okay, you're rushing me, and I can't, you know, my brain doesn't work like that. So, no, I've been having a rough time trying to understand people. But, you know, it's all good. Okay, go ahead with the next caller.
Area code 347, you're on the air.
Hi,
caller.
Hi.
What's your name and where you're from?
My name is Tanika, and I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
From where in New York?
Long Island.
Long Island.
Oh, Long Island, New York. Oh, okay, all right. I got that because I'm from North New Jersey, so I totally got that. Long Island is very beautiful and very nice and very lovely. And what would you like to know?
I want to move out of the place that I am in. I was hoping to move to Florida sometime soon, but I have not yet seen a way that I can. I'm starting to lose heart, even to just move out of here to get a little space of my own in the temporary until I get to Florida would be great, but I am not finding a way to even do that. So I was just wondering if you saw me moving anytime soon.
I think you've called before, haven't you?
I think it's the past.
Okay. I do see you moving to Florida later on, but again, until the rents ease up, until the housing ease up, until the market eases up, nobody's going nowhere, and it's just starting. We're at the beginning stages of it just starting, okay? So, be aware of that. But you will move to Florida, and somehow, some way that will occur. Are you working right now?
I am, and I was trying to see if my job, who has locations in Florida, would transfer me down there, but they just don't seem like they're interested, so I don't know what I would do for work down there to survive.
Well, there's plenty of work everywhere. What type of work do you do?
Right now I work as a receptionist at a medical company in a medical facility.
Mm-hmm. You'd be able to get that in a flash. The problem that you face is first look for an apartment or look for a room. Once you get that, then you can go look for housing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, then you could go look for a job. You'll be hired right away. There's too many jobs available all over the United States. I mean, we have signs. They're closing. Barbara, would you believe they're closing restaurants because they can't feed people because they don't have enough people to work?
Probably because they're getting unemployment. It's right? If they don't have
right.
to and they get money, then do they really want to go to work?
No. So what's happening, they're cutting down on the unemployment, and now people are starting to go out and start to work. So we're at the very beginning stages of everything. So, darling, I'd say wait another 6 or 8 months, and then you'll be able to get your wishes.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen right away, so just look. I've been at it for 2 months trying to find a place to live, and they keep upping the rents. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to up it to the point, which they're starting to do, where people can't afford to pay it, and the rents will come down. So that's what's going to happen. And as far as buying a house, there won't be as much overbidding as there was, and it's starting to bottom out. It's starting to go down. So it'll be a while. Do you have any friends in Florida?
No friends, just family. But my father was trying to help me. He was saying, he could help me get into a place and get a car. But after that, I would have to find a way to pay for those things on my own.
Well, you can ask him. It's simple. You're being negative. If he will allow you to stay with him and he'll get you a car, he's right. You will have to pay for it and you will get a car and you will get a job right away. You'll get two jobs right away. So I really wouldn't worry about it. So if you want to do that, I would go for it rather than being so sad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, take the offer.
Be positive.
No, I will.
Okay.
I just want to need it. Yeah.
Well, there's no free ride, and he's not going to pay for it.
I didn't want a free ride. I agree with him. He wants me to have, a job set up, income set up down there so that I don't get in a bad situation and, be stuck with bills I can't pay.
Well, what you might do, you know the area he lives in, correct?
He doesn't live down there. I have a sister that lives down there, and I have some family. He's thinking of moving down there. He lives in Georgia, but he wants to help me, but he doesn't live down there.
Okay, well, wherever you can stay in Florida or Georgia or whatever, go for it. And at the same token, then you look for a job in those areas, and you'll find one in one day.
Okay.
Because it's the job market out there is so crazy, they're hiring anybody for anything.
They have jobs. I've seen them online, but they don't seem like they pay enough to pay rent.
Well, don't look online. You have to go in person. You know, so they're paying, I know in Nevada, $15 to $25 an hour. And then your cost of living in Florida is way cheaper than Nevada. So, you know, keep that in mind. Okay? Stop being so negative. Turn out to be more positive. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I'm trying. Yeah.
Okay, honey. Thank you for calling. And then I just want to say in a couple of weeks we're going to be doing Blue Jeans and Johnny's going to be giving out the number and you'll be able to see us all and we'll be all be able to talk and it'll be a lot of fun. Would you like that?
I will say, and I also like to say that I'm happy with all the callers that we've gotten today.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. But I still want to do
Blue Jeans.
Yes,
we have.
And I know Barbara, you know, Barbara and I and Richard, we don't exactly want to have to get all dolled up, but, you know, I want to have fun and it's just like Zoom and it'll be good.
Just be casual.
The other thing I worry about, Johnny, if you get too many people online at once, can we do one caller at a time on Blue Jeans?
Yeah, I mean, there's ways of muting people. There's ways of unmuting people. There's lots of ways of doing it. I can have up to 75 people at once with Blue Jeans. So
okay, but
you know,
then that
but
will
I,
mess me up. That will mess
no,
me
what
up.
I'm trying to say is, what I'm trying to say is that we don't have to. We can have a maximum of 75. We don't have to go to 75.
Okay.
I'm just saying that, you know, that's just what we can do. Like with here, the maximum is 50, but, you know, we hardly ever get to that point.
Yeah, well, the whole point is if I have too many people on the line at once, then I'll start reading the wrong person.
I got you.
You understand?
Yeah. See, these are things that we do not.
I mean,
we don't
one
do
at a time.
Things,
I mean, the rest can
like
watch, but one at a time would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So where are we at now, John?
I think that's it. I mean, there aren't any more callers, but we only have 1 minute left. So it was actually worked out great.
So it's good for Barbara to do the shout out.
Let her do the shout out.
All right. Okay, everybody. This was very successful. We thank. Aloha, Richard, and we thank all of our callers for calling in, and we're glad that Dale was able to help you with your decisions and just
things that you were wondering about. Isn't it great? I love it. So, as usual, she'll be with us next Friday.
And we're going to be seen, meaning we're going to give you a link, and you're going to come on, and you can watch us, and you can be seen as well, or not. Right, Johnny? They don't have to be seen.
Yes, there's ways of doing it, yes.
Because a lot of people, they don't want. You know, they want to.
Well, Johnny's going to do the technical stuff, and then you and I and Richard will handle the show, and we'll be fine.
Okay,
right.
Great. So everybody, you can find this show on our YouTube channel this evening. And while you're there listening to it again or catching up on it, listening to yourself, that's always fun. Please don't forget to subscribe and support us, Life, Laughter, Happiness. If you want to know more about our world-renowned psychic, Dale Shear, go to daleshear.com. And you can always book a private consultation with her or a private reading with her that lasts a lot longer than just 3 to 5 minutes. And that could really help you, too. So don't forget to do that. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All right, everybody. We appreciate it. That was a lot of fun, Dale, Richard, and Johnny. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And have a great
Thank you, everyone.
Evening.
Okay.
Aloha.
All right, well, good night, everyone. Good night, everyone.